Welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. What's up? What's up? Hey, I'm your host of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. My name is Jamie Rodriguez, and I got a show for you guys today. Like a real show. Not like a, hey, what's gonna kind of show. More like a kind of show. I mean, we are talking, guys, about an indie rock band that has quickly established themselves as a band to watch for decades to come. Ladies and gentlemen, Gold Park. Enormous synth hooks, stadium rock sound. Gold Park just started in 2019 and they've quickly risen and are already one of Nashville's most buzzworthy bands. I mean, when you guys see these people live, guys, it is an experience. It is absolutely phenomenal. They are composed of Wes Hunter, Andrew Smith, and Kyle Neblett. And sweet mother of God, their songwriting gets to your soul. Sonically, they take you to landscapes like desert landscapes, and it's just a beautiful thing. And in 2021, they released Gold Park 1, their first EP, which all I think it's got six songs, and all of them are bangers. It includes stuff like Met a Stranger, Morning Light. You can't go wrong, guys. So really, really excited that you guys, that Gold Park joined us. They are really good friends with, obviously, Bree Kennedy, who you guys know very well as a good friend of our show. They've recorded live. They've performed live. But yeah, they have a great mission statement about connecting people to their sound and just wonderful folks. And they are starting to really hit the road in earnest after a pandemic. And they will be playing in a town near you. So check them out at www.goldparkband.com for tour dates and all that good stuff, guys. And if you are new to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, we welcome you. We welcome you wherever you're listening to. Thank you so much for joining. Please take a minute to subscribe and give us a review, if you don't mind, whatever you're listening to. That stuff obviously helps us quite a bit. And without further ado, let's get on with it. Gold Park Band on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
Look at you guys, Wes, Andrew, and Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. I love it. I love it. Stoked to be joined by Gold Park for real, guys. And thanks for joining us, first of all.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, from their headquarters. Look at that compound.
Yeah, there's a little studio, space that my brother-in-law and I built during the pandemic, the summer of 2020. So we've been in here. This is kind of serving as a Gold Park HQ a little bit today. So.
Yeah. I love it. Isn't it amazing how that sounds like far away now, summer of 2020? It's like a different era.
It's crazy.
I love it, guys. And, you know, I mean, first of all, Gold Park, guys, what a band. And I was thinking about this when we were preparing for this. When I first came to Nashville and I saw you guys perform and people we trusted would say, you got to go see Gold Park. We immediately realized how freaking awesome your sound was, guys, and how important...
Thank you.
It is to have a band like you in Nashville. Like, do you guys know how important it is like to have a Gold Park in Nashville? Are you guys aware of your sonic responsibility?
Well, these are kind words, Jamie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I mean it.
We appreciate it, man. We appreciate it.
We're stoked to be doing what we're doing and have people be excited about it.
Yeah.
So appreciate to hear that.
It's just important because you guys you're like an expansion pack of different sounds. You know, obviously like Nashville is known for country music, Americana, there's all these indie scenes, but you guys put all this great stuff together. And I think it just opens a whole can of creative worms in the city.
Wow. That's awesome. That's really cool to hear.
That's awesome.
We just try to do stuff that we are into, you know, I guess. Yeah. Make music that we would listen to ourselves. So
yeah.
Absolutely. So would you consider it like your mission, Wes? Like, you know what I mean? Like would you say like, hey, you know what? This is our personal mission in life, is to bring something brand new to people and to really stick with it. Would you say that it's almost like your mission statement for Gold Park?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would serve as our mission statement. We always talk about like we don't really want to do anything that doesn't inspire us, you know, and we don't want to do something because it's trendy or because you know, there's like a statistical outcome or whatever else. We kind of, like Andrew said, we kind of just want to make stuff that we would listen to ourselves mm-hmm. and kind of contribute to this vast of music that we appreciate and kind of, you know, we blossomed from. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's better mission statement
than, totally,
you know.
Yeah,
not I don't really thought about that much, but that's cool, man. Yeah,
hey, right on, man. And you guys have such a great story. So like, Andrew, let me start with you. You came to Nashville via Memphis, right?
That's correct.
So why did you move from Memphis?
Moving from Memphis, I had always kind of like had the dream. I was working another job at the time and was like, you know what? I'm as old as I want to be before I take a shot at the whole like full-time music thing. I've always wanted to be in a band and tour, and decided to, you know, go out on a limb and take the shot and take the leap, and moved here not knowing really anybody. I had some family here, but had no like job lined up or really moved here for any specific opportunity other than it was like, I know I need to be in Nashville. I need to be where there's like some circulation in order to like kind of take the next step. And so it worked out. It was kind of incredible. Like first week of living here, Wes and I got connected, and it's kind of just been the rest is history almost. So the real reason obviously was just to like move because of music. And one of the first thing that Wes and I played at together, a drummer was needed, and so Kyle was my first call. Kyle and I are buds from Memphis, long time buds from Memphis. And
you still live in Memphis, right, Kyle?
I actually just moved to Nashville like 4 days.
welcome to Nashville.
Yeah, long time coming, but yeah, like last week made the move. So yeah,
look, man, at you making real estate moves around Tennessee.
Big real estate moves.
I love that. So, okay. So that's great, Andrew. A lot to unpack there, but Wes, let me get to you for just a hot second. Like, you're a native of Middle Tennessee. Music's always been around you, but speaking of drums, that was your first love, right? You were a drummer first.
Yeah, man. Weirdly enough, like it's weird to think about now considering I don't have a drum set. I don't regularly play drums, but yeah, I mean, that was kind of the thing that like was the, bug in my ear first. That was like what I was excited to play, and kind of when I was like, oh, this is cool, like I kind of have some natural rhythm and like, you know, some natural inclinations and whatnot. And then you know, once I picked up guitar, I was like, yeah, I just need to play this and sing and write songs. That kind of like was the transition. But yeah, drums was the gateway drug, if you will.
That's wild to imagine, because when people see you on stage, Wes, like he's like, you were born to be like a front man, but no, there you go. The drums. And you did have a band. Tell us about this band you started in your senior year of high school, Wes, right? You guys like became pretty popular like pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, you know, I had been writing music kind of in my bedroom for most of my life, recording it and like not really telling anybody about it. And then like, I just always told myself I would play live. I would play in front of people once I had a band. So I put together a band my senior year of high school. Yeah, and we just kind of started. There was really like not much happening in Smyrna, Murfreesboro music wise when I was growing up in high school. So
right.
I think we kind of had the benefit of like, oh, somebody's in a band. Somebody's doing something cool. Yeah. You know? And so
someone had to do it.
Yeah. Downplay it, but like, it was kind of like, it wasn't super trendy, or like, it wasn't a big thing happening that people were making music in town. I tell these guys all the time, I feel like they had a super rich musical community growing up. Like there's just a lot of stuff happening. They talk about
all
the gigs they played growing up and whatnot, you know? And so it was definitely like special in that way. But yeah, that's kind of,
which is funny because you're the one that kind of like are a native of Nashville in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And like, there was definitely, you know, if I had, you know, started making pilgrimages to actual Nashville proper at a younger age, I may have like connected more, but for some reason in my neck of the woods, like it was kind of a special thing. Like people play coffee shops and whatnot, but like it wasn't like, it wasn't a band culture, you know, and that's kind of what I was looking for. But yeah.
Right on. And Wes and Andrew, when you guys met, you mentioned you met pretty quickly when Andrew moved. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you meet? What job was it? Like, how did you guys click?
Yeah. So, moving here, I mentioned I didn't really have a job lined up. So that's not entirely true, actually. there was a job that wasn't official yet. There was a company in Memphis, based in Memphis. It's like a digital marketing agency. It's called Speak Creative, and they have offices in Nashville. And I knew the owner from Memphis, and the owner of the company said, hey, do you need like a part-time thing just while you kind of get your feet up under you in Nashville? And I said, yeah, that'd be amazing. So he was kind enough to give me a part-time job, which is where I met Wes. Mm-hmm. Wes had only started probably like 4 or 5 months before I started that same year, which is wild. And so I'd actually heard about Wes because I was asking like, hey, with this part-time job, like, do you have anybody like that's on your staff that is doing music and can kind of speak to like the work-life balance or whatever? And he's like, yeah, there's actually a guy, his name's Wes Hunter. He's in a band, and you should give him a shout or whatever. So I messaged him on Facebook, and he was like, yeah, dude, the job's pretty great. You know, like I still got time to do my whatever and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, sick. Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'll just like work at Speak and it'll be great. Little did I know.
Yeah.
I was messaging the guy that, you know, we would.
Isn't that amazing? I love those stories, man. Yeah.
So wild. Really crazy, cool. So
really crazy.
It's almost like a miracle. And Kyle, you know, in addition to being the wonderful drummer for Gold Park, because seriously, like the other day at the Brooklyn Bowl, whenever this was, early November, December, when we saw you at the Brooklyn Bowl, your drumming like almost like set the room on fire, by the way, Kyle.
Oh, but
yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal, man. But you're also a great designer. I mean, people should check out your beautiful work at KyleNeblett.com. How did you end up meeting Wes and Andrew? Like, you heard Andrew called you, but like, did you know Andrew? What was the feel here?
Yeah. So, I mean, Andrew and I go way back musically in Memphis. I probably met Andrew when I was 18, I think, right out of high school. And we started playing together, and we were like pretty good friends. And then we started playing more music together, and like our circles, like our different circles kind of intertwined, and we just became better friends. And then when he moved, we kind of had this like pact. It was basically like, hey, if you hear of any like drummer spots or any, if you need a drummer, like, or if he needs a drummer, he'll hit me up. So, cool. Immediately basically he moved, he was like, hey man, can you play this gig at this show? And I was like, yes, let me know when.
I'll be there.
And
I'll be there. So you made that drive a bunch, Nashville to Memphis.
I made it drive a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I put a lot of miles in my car. but I got really used to the drive. I it was like two albums and a podcast usually.
Yeah. And when you see the IKEA, it's like, you're almost there, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 To Memphis. Yep.
Yeah. To Memphis. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a really easy drive. So I didn't mind. I was like really pumped to just be playing music in Nashville. I thought it was really fun.
Hell yeah, man. Glad you're here.
Yes. But it's definitely nice to like be in town now and know that I don't have to drive 3 hours to like rehearsal or anything and like crowd people's couches. So
this is gonna be awesome for Gold Park. We're so glad you're here, man.
Seriously,
totally. And Wes, let me ask you this, because this is what's fascinating to me. I mean, in Nashville, musical collaboration is like the norm. I mean, everyone is always like, hey, come, you know, come play in my house, come co-write whatever. So new artists all the time. The question is, how do you know you found something that is really Wes, like special, that is like, okay, this guy Andrew, like there's like something here, like that we can actually like build something. Like how do you know?
It's funny. I feel like I have not a crazy amount of experience with this kind of process, but enough to know that when we're in a room, whether it's like, you know, producing something in the studio or in the practice room or whatever else, there's kind of just this like, everything is adding to the process. Everything is like plussing what's happening at the table, that it like, nothing ever feels like we're never, well, the thing we joke about all the time is we've never really had like a fight. Like we never, for the most part, like we talk about things, and if we're not completely on the same page, it's like one of us might be on the same page, but they can open this like other facet of it that makes the other one go, oh yeah, you're right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and it's like that. And not to say that has to be the way that every band operates. Obviously, like, you know, you have bands that you have people that are on different pages and have different creative opinions or whatever else. And sometimes that can be a really great thing. I mean, we've been bands that have been amazing and then ended in conflict or whatever else.
Sure.
But I think for us, it's like, you know, none of us, like, it doesn't seem like anybody's dragging their feet. It doesn't seem like anyone is like kind of pulling all the weight.
Right.
It seems like everybody at the table has a purpose and does it well and does it in kind of a way that naturally makes everybody else excited, you know?
Yeah.
And that was kind of apparent from the beginning, I think, you know, it's not really something we've had to work at. And I think what's interesting now is now we're trying, we're like, okay, how do we, like, it's been really, to say it's been easy is like, sounds cocky, but like, it's been relatively easy.
It's been effortless. Yeah.
To work well together. And so I think now we're kind of moving into a season where it's like, all right, what else is there? Like, when it, like, what wall do we need to jump over together to like kind of make it to the next phase?
It's beautiful.
Here, you know?
Totally.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Awesome, guys. And let me ask you about this. And thank you. You guys are being so cool with your time. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. One of the good friends of our show, she's been here like three times. We love her, Bree Kennedy.
Oh, we love her.
We love Bree. One of the great friends of the show, and she loves you guys and all that stuff. And you guys have made some magic together. You've played together at the Basement East. You've wrote some great songs together.
Yeah.
Just share with us a little bit about like the great connection you have with them and just with other songwriters in this town. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And Angie and I, we sometimes call Angie, by the way. I'm going to refer to him as Angie sometimes. So we started co-writing with other people in town, probably like, what would you say, early 2021, late 2020?
Yeah. I think
somewhere in that, yeah. Like, we just, you know, we're like, we want to flex the muscle. We want to meet people in town. We want to, you know, this is something that like most creatives, most like musicians do in town. So we wanted to be a part of it. And Bree and Kyle Dredden, who was also one of the writers from Killer Queen, they were one of the first people we got to write with.
Yeah.
And the first time we wrote with them, it was kind of that same situation of feeling effortless. Yeah. Like, we got in the room and everybody was kind of like, not only were we firing off things pretty quickly, but everybody was like really into everything. And like, there was really no like tension. So it just kind of worked.
Yeah.
And then we did it a second time and kind of the same thing happened. But I think an even better song came out of that, which was Killer Queen.
Totally.
Song together. So that's kind of like, it's interesting. They just like fit into, I guess, what you could call the Gold Park culture so well. And maybe we fit into their culture super well too. Sure. You know, like, it seems like we have a lot of the same philosophies about the whole thing. And like, and they're just amazingly talented people, you know? Man. And so it was great. And it was like infectious, you know, we could feel that the moment we met them, and like, kind of that makes you want to perform even better, you know? Yeah. So it just kind of worked, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful guys. Well, let me leave you with this, guys. I mean, one of the most beautiful things about Gold Park, I mean, sonically, you guys are fantastic, but the lyricism, and maybe Kyle and Andrew can talk about West songwriting here, is like, it embraces the fact that life is not all flowers and rainbows, right? There's a lot of challenges. There's seasons, highs and lows, but Gold Park always finds in the music, in the darkest spots, like the light. Does that make sense? Like, always, life doesn't happen for it to you, it happens for you, if you will. Mm-hmm. Where does this like beautiful and really impactful like message come from? Did it come from, because this is like a really beautiful thing that you're embarking through your music. It can change people's lives. Where did it come from?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Wes has said before that, you know, he doesn't really know where songs come from. Sometimes it's just kind of like, he'll write lyrics and words, and he'll kind of figure the meaning might even come later. But I think for us, we're all three very much on the same page that, you know, you mentioned, like, that life doesn't happen to us, but this kind of beautiful life, this beautiful journey that I think we're all on, is very much for us in what, you know, the three of us would even kind of call this like capital H hope that exists, and this capital H kind of love, or a capital L kind of love exists, that we believe is like a very, you know, tangible, dare I say, physical thing, you know, that you can kind of experience and have a relationship with. And so I think for that's, you know, so much of like our upbringing and how we just kind of choose to live our lives. And so I think that kind of, even in the subconscious, I think when either Wes and I are in the writing room together, or Wes is by himself, I think the fabric of that is just a part of who we are. And so it just is like, that's what's going to come out. It's kind of almost like the overflow of like what we kind of live in, you know what I mean? What we believe.
And I think even sonically, it's like all the music that inspired us to do what we're doing now, kind of, regardless of really what the lyrical content is, sometimes it could be a sad song, sometimes it could be something, you know, super, super uplifting and joyful, it all kind of has this, like, it leaves us feeling full and like hopeful, totally. You know?
Yeah.
Even for, yeah. I think we talk about it all the time, like, at least Andrew and I don't remember if you had this phase, but we never really had like the heavy, like metalhead, like punk thing. Like a lot of our friends, and that's great. Like a lot of our friends, like, and people that we know kind of like went through that and maybe are still in it or whatever else. But like, for some reason, the music that we've gravitated towards and have been inspired by has just kind of just been generally beautiful and hopeful things. And that could look really different. And a lot, you know, it could look really different. It could be a melody thing. It could be a sound thing. It could be a lyrical thing.
Right.
But like, for the most part, like, that's just kind of what gets us excited, you know?
Totally.
I love it. I love it, guys. Well, Wes, Andrew, Kyle, you guys have said it all. Let me just tell you guys this. And I mean this, I've done this for like 16 years now, starting in Miami. You guys have a special thing going on. Like, it's almost like this chemistry and the way it translates on the stage. It's a very powerful and beautiful thing. And Nashville is, what an honor to have you guys here, and what an honor that the universe brought you guys together. Man, keep rocking it, because you're doing some magic, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words and encouragement.
Absolutely, guys.
It means a lot. It means a lot.
We'll see you around.
Awesome.
See ya.
This has been J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez.